I'm John Limley. This is City Cafe. An anarchist with a bomb, a plot to create civil unrest, a love triangle. These might be all the parts of a new cinematic thriller hitting the multiplex, but in reality, they're parts of the jigsaw puzzle that is The Secret Agent, a new opera having its world premiere in Atlanta this weekend. Based on Joseph Conrad's 1907 novel, The Secret Agent follows Adolf Verloc, the aforementioned anarchist, as he drags his friends and his family down a path to destruction. The show was written by composer Curtis Bryant and by librettist and retired forensic psychiatrist Alan Reichman. I spoke with the two men about this new work to get their take on combining bombers and baritones.
It's set in a time of unrest. That's one of the premises to the novel. I'm Curtis Bryant. I'm the composer.
So how did the idea first come about to set this story, a rather, from my point of view, unusual subject for an opera, for the operatic stage?
I had read the book. My name is Alan Reichman, and I am the librettist of the opera, The Secret Agent. It just seemed to me that the plot was a typical Italian opera.
Really?
Because three people die violent deaths.
Well, there you have it in a nutshell.
Right. I said, this really ought to be an opera. So I sat down and I started writing a libretto. Verloc, the title character, has been summoned to this unnamed embassy in London.
And there, his boss Vladimir gives him a dangerous assignment,
which is to blow up the Greenwich Observatory. Vladimir's reason is that this is a symbol of everything in the British government. It's time stands still if you blow up the Greenwich Meridian.
Because it's upon which the entire world's timekeeping
That's
is based.
Right. Yes, exactly.
This will cause an outrage that will make the front page.
They're concerned that their political prisoners are fleeing and coming over to London, and so he wants to create a public outrage that would nudge the British government to pass more stringent immigration laws. So there are many things about the climate of this story that have recurred in history.
How did your background in forensic psychiatry come into play in this?
Well, I looked into the characters. But one thing, Verloc has little capacity for empathy, and the sense that he is entitled to do whatever he needs to do in order to get what he wants.
And you see him initially as a fairly favorable character in a very, very tough position, but then his selfishness comes out. That's his tragic flaw.
Atlanta's Capital City Opera is presenting the world premiere of The Secret Agent, opening tonight at Oglethorpe University's Conant Performing Arts Center and running through Sunday. For more, visit wabe.org/citycafe.